so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, another beautiful Sunday morning to you. My, it seemed like the day's just flying and time's just moving right on along, but we're so glad today that we're able to come into your homes by the means of radio to tell you the beautiful message of Something to Believe In. And we trust today that God is richly blessing you. And if He's not, then I'd find out the reason why He's not, because He is a loving and blessing God. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing this song here. And this one says, Call Me Gone.
I call it mine, heaven I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything but when He calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear Him call me and gone.
You know, I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime, and well, smart just wasn't one of them. But I was smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, and let them go ahead and laugh. Because you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in. She's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that goal is called up yonder, don't you call me, cause I'll not be here, because I'm gonna be gone.
Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Just call me gone. There's no more heartaches. Call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear Him call me and gone. Yeah, when Jesus calls for me, just call me gone.
Yes, when Jesus calls for me, just call me gone, because I will be gone. And we're so glad today for you. We want to send a song out to David Moten. We appreciate David listening to the broadcast. And then also one member, Doris Neely, who is in the hospital in Parisburg, had a broken hip. I think she said she'd be there about 21 days. I want to remember her and Arvin. And then we have Amy Olishay over in Parisburg, in the Princeton hospital, I'm sorry. And I want to remember her and Devin also in their ministry. And let's remember them and hope that they can soon get out of the hospital and doing much better. So we want to remember all the sick and the shut in. Possibly there's many of you today that hear the broadcast that I don't even know about. I kind of just learned, find that out through the grapevine. But anyhow, we're so glad for you, and we're so glad that you're there listening. And if you wasn't there, we wouldn't be here, because that's what keeps us going here on the broadcast. So let's go right back now and do another song. This one I've been doing for several years. And this one says,
he molded.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to go back and do this one. This is Martha, and Martha's singing, he grew the tree.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seeds that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with heart. He grew the tree he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. Nothing took his life. On a tree that he created with great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down through time, saw him spit upon, rejected, and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree, and he knew it would be used to make the old rugged
son would die upon a tree for us. Well, we're glad for that. We're glad that he was willing to pay the price that you and I couldn't pay. He owed it. He didn't even owe the debt. We owed the debt, but he paid the price. And we're so thankful for that. We're thankful for you that have helped to maintain the broadcast, help us get to keep the broadcast coming in your home each Sunday morning. We try to do as many songs as we possibly can. We try to get a sermon on for you. And most of all, we try to magnify and worship the Lord here at 7 o'clock each Sunday morning. So let's go right back right now and listen to this song right here. And this one says, thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man that I used to be. Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends
that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flow down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Then I went back to the place where I used to live. My little boys ran to hide behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here. Shall die.
when I meet you in the morning.
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul is writing to Timothy. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Now here is what Paul is trying to say to Timothy. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of the evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligently to come shortly unto me. For Didymus hath forsaken me, having loved the present world, and departed unto Thessalonica. You know, today we're living in a time when there's great falling away. We are living in a time today when we are seeing these things fulfilled in our ears. Many of the prophets and many of the teachers in the Bible taught us about the way that the situation would be at the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus talked about it over in Matthew. He talked about in the last days that men would come claiming to be Christ, and the men would deceive many people, and deception is truly one of the great signs of his coming. Over in Jude, he said, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. And today we don't want to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. But we need to recognize that this is a charge that Paul is making to Timothy. I charge thee therefore before God, who and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. You see, we'll all be judged. We'll be judged for what we've done in this body. We'll be judged for what we've done in our spiritual life. And he goes on to say, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove and rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And today we preach the word, but we exhort the word of God. Let's just put it like it is. We tell it like it is. People don't like to hear it like it is, but it's like it is. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it come in the Son of Man. They drink, they marry, they give in marriage and knew not until the Lord came. And many places you'll find in Scripture where that Jesus is exhorting us to watch. He said to us, watch and pray, for you know not the hour the Son of Man will come. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And today, people are not enduring sound doctrine. Oh, they do all right on Sunday morning. They do all right during service, and they control their tongue, and they control everything that is possible to control. But then after the church is over, then things change a whole lot. James said the most unruly member of our body is the tongue. And the tongue is put in a poodle of water or spittle so that it will not burn up. And a lot of us run our tongues and we run our mouths and we say things and do things that we ought not be saying and we ought not be doing. We ought to be kind, gentle, merciful, have great compassion for those that are lost. And they shall turn away their ear from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. In other words, they'll believe falsehood. Excuse me. They will believe falsehood. And today, that's very dangerous in our life. I want to know the truth because Jesus said, ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And we're charged just exactly as Timothy, Paul is charging Timothy to therefore preach the gospel. We're charged the same way. We're going to be held responsible for the gospel that we preach. We're going to be held responsible for the life that we live. We're going to have to be responsible for what we hear and what we speak. And today, when we stand before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to give an account for what we've heard, what we spoke, and what we've done with this life. He said, but watch thou, thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of the evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Now, how do we make full proof of our ministry? Well, we make full proof of our ministry by living the way that God instructs us to live. Hey, it's not hard living a Christian life. A lot of folks think it's hard living for the Lord, but it's not hard living for the Lord. It's hard living in sin. It'd be much harder for me to live in sin than it would to live for God, because living for the Lord Jesus Christ is easy. And I don't say that it's easy in the sense that, well, you know, I don't have any problems, don't have any cares. I just go about doing like I want to do and like I ought to do, and everything gets all right. No, it's not like that. I have temptations. I have desires that I must fight. I have anxieties that I must fight. I have different things in my life that I must control again. And we'll run into those things. But he said that we do the work of the evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. But I want to be a proofful ministry. I want to be able to be what I say I am. I want to be able to preach the gospel. I want to be able to be respected for the gospel that I preach. And I want people to hear the truth about the gospel. We're all lost without God. And without God, we'll all be lost. But we can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, repent of our sin, and be like the Apostle Paul. He said, but I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. We never know how close we are to the Master until he calls us home. But one day he'll call us home. One day we'll be called to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to give an account for what we've done in this body. But Paul said, I fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And you know, that's very important in our life, that we keep the faith, that we contend for the faith. And he said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not me only. I like the way that Paul placed that line in that passage of Scripture. He said, at that day, but then he goes back and he said, but it's not for me only, but it's for unto all of them also that love his appearing. And you know, that's what we've got to do. We've got to be looking every day. Hey, we can't lay aside our life. Our life must go on. We must go on. We must keep on working and keep striving and keep praying, keep pushing on, keep witnessing, keep doing all that we can do. But we have that assurance that one day that we will stand before God. And then he goes on to say, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. And you know, one day we'll come to God. One day we will come to the place where that we will have to stand before the Almighty God to give an account for the deeds that are done in this body. And I want to be able to say, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord. You made a few mistakes. You didn't do everything like you ought to have done it. But the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you from all sin. And you are now entering into the kingdom of Almighty God.
Well, I saw a cripple, he was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he sat up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, his glory we'll share. And you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man, he's tapping along, he's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me, 'cause you see, up in heaven there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me.
Well, I said a moment ago about David Moten. I want to remember David Moten in the broadcast, but I also want to remember Rose. Don't want to forget Rose. I want to remember all of you, all the sick and shut-in, all of you that need my prayers. You pray for us as we're praying for you. Father, we pray for our unseed audience. We pray for those that are sick, those that are afflicted. Lord, those that have no problems whatsoever, so let them be our prayer warriors. Let them stand in the gap and stand for us. And we'll give you praise for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. We certainly appreciate you. We enjoy getting on the broadcast here each Sunday morning. My time has flew by. I remember Brother Moore said he met me back in 78 here in Beckley. And we've been on radio ministry many, many years, but we've met a lot of folks out of the way. But God's used our ministry like that, and you are the one that's made it possible. So we appreciate you. You sit down this week and write to me. Let me know that you're hearing the broadcast. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Your giving makes it possible for this ministry to continue on this station. That address again is Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.